And joining me right now is an 8-year MLS veteran and New England Revolution goalkeeper, off the field, a father of two, and as of recently, the president of Black Players for Change, which we'll be talking about here in just a little bit. Earl Edwards joins me here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Earl, thanks so much for being with me here today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, it's great to have you guys home and ready for the home opener this weekend at Gillette Stadium. I want to talk about your debut last week, Earl, with a Revolution Crest debut for the club at Portland and a 2-2 draw on the road, season opener. Couple of big goals from Brandon Bye and Sebastian Legette to get the attack going, and big plays from the back line with the defense there. Can you talk about yourself making some key saves in net, and what do you take away from the team after starting the season with the point in a very tough road match?
Yeah, I was happy to make some saves throughout the game. In every MLS game, keepers are usually called upon, and was happy to step up and make plays when I had to. And then, again, to get a point on the road in a difficult environment, a really positive start for us. Hopefully something we can build off of and get 3 points on the weekend.
And for yourself, Earl, a situation that you can make a lot of, that can make a lot of guys nervous, regardless of any sport for that matter. A couple of knocks to some of the other guys on the roster, and Bruce Arena calls on your number last week to start in net for the season opener. Tell us about what was going through your mind during the week when your name was called upon. How did you feel? Any emotions? Tell the people.
Yeah, I think for the last, my last game I played was 2018. And since then, just a consistent approach to training of thinking it might be my weekend, it might be my weekend. So constantly having that mentality and having to do that for such a long period of time, by the time that opportunity finally rolled around, I felt nothing but confident and prepared. Little nerves going into the game, in my opinion, healthy and something I was looking forward to, and happy to make the first save early and get my feet wet, so to speak. And I was really happy with how the first game went.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, your first game since 2018, but you also had some starts with USL, Revolution 2, so that definitely had to help you prepare for the regular season opener.
Yeah, there were multiple tests I've had throughout these 4 years that definitely helped me get prepared. So all of it kind of culminating and coming to a point of allowing me to do my thing in that moment, and hope to keep the ball rolling.
Good stuff, Earl. Now, you have some new teammates here on the Revolution: Omar Gonzalez, Sebastian Legette, Josie Altidore. And for yourself, Earl, you, part of the equation here with some new players on this team. Where do you see the Revolution going in 2022?
Yeah, I think reflecting on last year, was a strong season for us to win the Supporters' Shield in the fashion that we did. And, you know, the way it ultimately ended just felt like we fell a little bit short of our goal. And so this year we hope those guys are going to be positive additions. We all have faith that they will be. And hopefully they can help us get to that next level and try to win a cup at the end of the year.
And that Supporters' Shield, of course, you talk about regular season in front of the Foxborough fans, that playoff match with New York City FC, eventual champion. But how much are you looking forward to the home opener Saturday afternoon, playing in front of your fans again for the first time since late November? Really feels like it was yesterday. That's how short this offseason was.
Yeah, no, it was a very short offseason. A bit of a blessing and a curse. You know, you'd like to have some time off to you know, spend time with family, get away from the game, get healthy, all that good stuff. But on the flip side, ending the season the way we did, I do think guys were eager to get back and get back after it, and to finally be at the point we are now where we do have our season home opener coming up this weekend. Everyone's really excited and looking forward to putting on a show for the fans.
And Earl, you'll have the start in net Saturday afternoon, so good luck there. And a busy stretch coming up here. We got 3 matches in 8 days. We'll start, like I said, that home opener MLS regular season next Wednesday, leg one of the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinal against Pumas, a really good team from Liga MX. And then next Saturday, another versus Real Salt Lake. So yep. 3 games in the next 8 days. Tell me the mindset for yourself and the team going into a busy stretch like this.
Yeah, I think Bruce has harped on it a couple of times, just making sure everyone understands that guys, multiple guys will be called upon, and as a whole group, everyone be ready to step up when your name's called upon, because we will need to have some rotation over the course of 3 games in 8 days. I think any team would have some rotation in a span like that. But I think our main focus is this Saturday, and we want to get 3 points. And obviously Dallas is coming to town, and that's our main focus. And after we play that game, we'll focus on the next one. So team's ready.
And speaking of that next one there, that Champions League is midweek. You were not able to play in the first round matches there with Cavalli because of visa issues, as we know. But Pumas, as we mentioned, at Gillette Stadium, leg one. Then you go to Mexico for the second leg. How much are you looking forward to playing in the CCL and representing MLS in a continental tournament?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think there's a good amount of us that haven't had those experiences. And you know, tuning into that each year, it's something you wish to play in, and having the successful year we did last year obviously allows us the opportunity to do that. And as I said, I think the main focus is Saturday. We are looking forward to that, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
And Earl, let's just step off the pitch here for a couple of moments here, because you're doing some really good work. Recently elected president of Black Players for Change, an organization you actually co-founded along with over 170 players, coaches, and staff from around the league. Can you tell everyone about what the role means to you?
Yeah, the role means a lot to me. I think we started, obviously, around the Juneteenth time in 2020, and so we're a little over a year and change removed from that. And a lot of us have put in a ton of work to get the organization to where it is today. And to be elected by my peers to such a role is truly a humbling honor. Something I look forward to doing for the foreseeable future. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the things that we'll be doing as an organization this year.
And with you as the president for Black Players for Change from the start, now president of the organization in where we are today in 2022, what are you most proud of so far in terms of what you've been able to accomplish in that less than 2 year window?
Yeah, most proud of, that's going to be a tough one, but I'll talk about a couple of things. I mean, in terms of our, we were able to do a partnership with U.S. Soccer Foundation that rolled into opening up mini pitches throughout the communities in MLS, which ended up turning into Adidas getting involved with that partnership. And then as the Black Women's Players Collective from NWSL, as they got on their feet, they were able to join in the partnership as well. And now we're opening up mini pitches in communities throughout the NWSL as well. So Musco Lighting came into that as well and played a significant role. So we've had a significant group of different organizations come together to open these mini pitches and create access across the country. And it's something that's we've been able to put our stamp on and push the needle, so to speak. And then within our league, I think was really important for us last year. We ironed out the diversity initiative, that new policy, and kind of reflecting on our Rooney Rule that very much so needed to be updated. And I hope to see the impacts of that, and hope that pushes the needle within our league as well.
And yeah, you talk about some of the great things you've done so far with that. That's awesome. So anywhere else you'd like to see that may not have happened yet, but other things that could be on the radar, if you're not able to talk about it, you can't publicize it yet, that's fine. But anything you want to tease about heading into the future and what type of impact you hope to bring, like you mentioned, the work you're doing in the league and now the work with Adidas, but anything else outside the league as well, too.
Yeah, I would say it's one of those things I would say constantly check in on the BBC website as we go, because we do have numerous organizations and people looking to work with us. And sometimes that leads to projects that come about that weren't necessarily in our plans at the beginning of a year. With that being said, there are key dates throughout the year that we do want to do certain things. And Juneteenth is a big one for us. We like to do something as an individual organization, but we will have partners around that stuff as well. And then All-Star Break and MLS Cup, we like to get together and do some things around those dates as well. So a lot to look forward to this year, and we hope to continue to make an impact and push the needle where we can.
Juneteenth is a home match too. home match here at Gillette Stadium against Minnesota. So could be something to tie in on that too. I'm looking forward to that. So for yourself here too, Earl, I want to talk to you prominently involved with the New England Revolution Players Collaborative Fund. And you guys recently partnered with the club players, I should say, along with the Kraft family to donate $20,000 every other month to grassroots organizations dedicated to social justice and fighting systemic racism. That's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the fund and how you've been able to work with the team's ownership to put actual funding into these causes?
Yeah, I think for starters, for the Kraft family to be thoughtful in that aspect and want to do something in this realm was extremely encouraging and humbling that they were willing to reach out to me and see how we could connect the gap with the players and have us be a part of it and then take it as far as very much so doing it in collaboration with the BPC. So it's been a really cool process to see, obviously our club president, Brian Bolello, is involved, and to have us all working together to, you know, kind of do background checks on these organizations, to select these organizations that we feel, are doing a lot of great work in this field. And, it's been a really fulfilling process. Again, happy that the crafts were open and willing to do something like this, because again, it's been really fulfilling for all of us to be a part of it and to see the look on some of these owners of these organizations that are doing this great work, to see the gratitude they have for such donations is really a blessing as well. And we're happy to contribute in these positive ways.
And, you know, and I know you guys always, when you do the donations, Earl, you jump on a Zoom call to let people know of that, right? So that's going to be pretty rewarding for you to see their reactions and share the good news, right?
Yeah, the calls in general are fun. Just I think they're unaware of the fact that players will be on the call at all. So there's that initial shock of like, oh, I didn't know that we were going to be meeting players today. We go through our intros. They give us a little background on their organizations, and we follow up by presenting them with their donations. It's funny because now I'm going to get on a call with the future organization. They're going to know what's coming. but the process is cool. There's a lot of surprises on the call. And obviously, like I said, it's a lot of smiling faces and people happy to be working together. And I'm looking forward to more in the future.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blow your lead. I apologize.
No, it's all good.
No, but it's nice to hear the reaction, though, how everyone deals with that. That's great. Yeah. So. And finally, Earl, you know, you're doing great work, as you talked about, with the Black Players for Change. And, you know, we just talked about the Revs Players Collaborative Fund. I'm going to give you the platform here to tell our viewers and listeners, whether they're Revolution fans, soccer fans, sports fans, regular Joes in the world, whatever, how can people in general, average person, whatever, do in their lives to actively make a difference in the fight against racial injustice?
You put me on the spot, but I greatly appreciate you providing a platform where I could speak on this so openly. For me, and I've always felt that this was my calling in this field, is having conversations about race and very intentionally seeking out those that don't look like me, that don't have similar backgrounds, and having conversations where I can learn and grow as a person. And I think more than anything, when you reach out to those that don't look like you or want to have that empathy, want to hear their story and their thoughts and gain a better understanding of very specifically what Black people go through in this country. Those conscious efforts to address biases that you may have, it's again, the effort that was put into oppressing Black people in this country. And I'll go back as far as saying from day one being labeled as 3/5 a person, that level of thought and effort that was put in place at that time, that level of oppression, the same level of thought and care needs to be put into fighting oppression and racism. It needs to be a conscious effort by individuals to want to seek out, how do I learn? How can I make an impact? How can I just have a conversation with somebody? And I think those go much further than people think. And so for me, again, that's kind of what I've gravitated towards. It's those everyday conversations. We get to do these grand things and again, being a part of the fund, being able to open up mini pitches with the BPC and these different partners. I do thoroughly enjoy that stuff. But for me, just on an everyday basis, whether it's talking to coaches that don't look like me, players that don't look like me, when these things come up, I really try to gravitate toward those conversations. And more than anything, it's I think for a lot of people, those conversations are avoided due to the emotion that can come with them. So just understand that if it's a space that you are looking to learn and things of that sort, you know, that fear that might hold you back, be open with that. Be open with that as you enter those conversations. Understand that, hey, this is uncomfortable for me. I'm coming to you because I want to learn. If you're open to working with me or teaching me or having this conversation, I just want to learn, you know. And you might say things that are hurtful, but to be open and honest like that allows someone to kind of put their guard down and express themselves more freely. But those everyday conversations and that conscious effort to want to learn and have that empathy, I think, goes a long way.
Earl, thank you for being so open and for making a difference in the world for the better. So good work on your end. Fantastic job. No, thank you. And I know you are very excited for the home opener. How excited are you to be playing in front of the fans again at Gillette? You're going to be getting started net. You excited for this or what?
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited. You know, I'm having a lot of new experiences this year, and you know, to be the starting keeper on opening day is a big deal. And there were a lot of things surrounding that, being obviously game one of an MLS season, and you know, now it's the season home opener. So there's these. It's the first of the season in two different circumstances, back-to-back weeks, and nothing but excitement going into both of them. So I'm really looking forward to the weekend. And again, I hope the team can build on our last performance and continue to grow as we go.
Earl, keep up the good work. Thank you so much, and best of luck this season. We'll see you around the stadium. And, you know, please, if you have a social channel too, plug your Instagram, Twitter, whatever you'd like. Go ahead.
Awesome. On Instagram, I'm Earl Edwards Jr. On Twitter, I'm Earl JR UCLA.
Once again, my thanks to Revolution goalkeeper Earl Edwards Jr., the home opener for the Revolution this Saturday, March 5th, 1:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium versus FC Dallas. And don't forget, Wednesday, March 9th, 8 p.m., it's leg one of the CONCACAF quarterfinals versus Pumas, and another MLS regular season matchup next Saturday, March 12th. The Revolution will host Real Salt Lake, 7:30 p.m. Now, for tickets for any or all of those matches, visit revolutionsoccer.net or call 877-GET-REVS. My name is Mike Riley. Follow me on Twitter at Sarge985. The Sports Hub account is at 985 The Sports Hub. Thanks again for listening, and go Revs!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.